You know, when I was a kid, my favorite ride was not the merry-go-round. It just went around and around and around, and it went nowhere. But it's an apt metaphor for city politics here in Los Angeles, and really in California more broadly. We go around and around and around, and we go nowhere. Not only is our city council the same size it was in 1925, but the leaders of our city council are about the same as well. And no one votes, and the same people just go from office to office to office. You see, we actually have a city where the infrastructure, the very infrastructure to elect local leaders, is itself broken. Yes, we have elections, and for the first time, they'll be on dates when people actually want to vote. It was actually policy, according to the city charter, that our elections took place in the March after a presidential campaign so that people would be so exhausted from the presidential campaign that they would actually not turn up to vote in March of the following year, which made it easier to control the vote and to control who won so that the same people would show up year after year to vote and the rest of the city wouldn't. You know, in this city of 4 million people, just 10% of the population votes. In 2017, it was 407,000 people. In 2013, it was 409,000 people. You know, a big high water mark, it was 579,000 20 years ago in 2001. But, you know, what's really interesting is that those numbers are the same no matter how far back you go. We had more people, 445,000, vote for mayor in 1949. Why the hell are more people voting 80 years ago than voting today? The vast majority of people in this city don't vote. Now, why is that concerning? Because when they don't vote, this is what we get. A city council where everyone has been in politics or elected office for decades. 1998, 1992, 2003, 2003, 1993, 1991, 1976. These people have been at this for decades and know, as much as they would like to say that they are lovely public servants on their carefully crafted Wikipedia page, they are not servants. They are people who have been living off of the public dime, bouncing from office to office while accomplishing next to nothing, the bare minimum necessary to prevent the population from revolting. You want to know how bouncing around they go? One city council member was in the state assembly, then the state senate, lost a couple of races to Solis and Chu, other people who've been in office forever, and then got elected to city council. Another was on the LA City Ethics Commission in the political scene since 92, and the Burbank School Board, and then the LA City Council. Another one was on the San Fernando City Council, then LAUSD Board, and then onto City Council. Another worked for Rich Reardon, and then has been in the Board of Public Works, ran for City Council, lost, ran again, and then beat the person who beat them last time, who's in prison. You know, people have been on City Council and State Assembly and Board of Supervisors. It's just a merry-go-round. It's a game of musical chairs. So it's just one office after another in an endless cycle. You know what? It doesn't matter that we have term limits, because when their term limits are up on one office, they just bounce to another for 20 years. Some of them for 30 years, for 40 years. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. They're taking advantage of the fact that no one shows up to vote. So the people who do show up to vote are people that vote the way they want them to. In 2022, our elections will align with an off-cycle congressional election for the first time, and we'll have the opportunity to vote, but they're counting on the same people voting as they have for 80 years. If we want the same results, we should do the same thing. But I don't think that there's anybody who looks at the progress and real decline of Los Angeles over the last 20 years and says, I want 20 years more of that. I've got news for you. If the people who have held office for the last 20 years are in fact the ones responsible for leading LA and therefore leading this city's decline, then why would we entrust them for 20 more? Why would we want more of the same? Why would we want all of these people in an endless game of living off of the public taxpayer money bouncing from office to office while they enrich themselves. Half of these people were or are under criminal investigation. Their predecessors are in prison and under indictment. This is insane. We need to stop the cycle. Sure, we can all not pay attention. You know, 3.5 million people in this city have never voted for mayor. And of the eligible voters, the vast majority of them have never voted for mayor or city council. In fact, some city council members were elected with as few as 17,000 votes. That has to change, or this endless cycle of people enriching themselves and just cycling amongst themselves for the next public office will just go on and on and on. We can do better. Are you listening? Is this thing on? We can do better. But we need to change the system. And it starts with a wave of voters who show up, everyday people who care. And I know it is hard to care about city politics when for the last 20 years, we've gotten nothing but basic programs. And we'll talk more about that another time. In the meantime, maybe, just maybe, you can have the benefit of the doubt just this once and get in new people who are going to focus on the things that move this city forward and allow us all to rise together instead of in competition with each other. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to The World According to Craig. Life can feel crazy sometimes, but that's just because no one gave us the tools of how to make sense of it. I'm here to help.